Blog Talk Radio.
This is Crown Talking Drum, and the views and opinions expressed on the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network are solely those of the hosts, guests, and callers. These views and opinions do not represent those of the Crown Talking Drum Radio Network, its management, hosts, or advertisers. Thank you for listening to Crown Talking Drum.
Good evening to each and everyone. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. So glad that you tuned in. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. I am thanking God for his goodness, for his mercy, his long-suffering with me, his patience with me. I tell you, I just thank and praise the Lord, and I'm still celebrating my baby brother, Willis Green Jr. August the 5th, went home to be with the Lord. The Bible said be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord, and we were real close. I thank and praise the Lord for choosing to put Willie in my family and choose him to be my brother, my baby brother. And I just thank and praise the Lord for his faithfulness. I thank and praise the Lord for restoring my heart, healing my heart. And, you know, it was hard at first, and it hurt it, but I just thank and praise the Lord for healing me and stuff. I'm telling you, we serve our awesome Father. God is my Heavenly Father, and I just thank him so much. I thank God for the redemption work of Christ. Oh, yes, I do. I thank and praise the Lord for Jesus, who is my Savior, who is my Lord, and thank and praise the Lord for the Holy Spirit. Y'all, I'm still learning how to walk by faith and not by sight. I don't know about you, but I'm still learning. Hallelujah. And I just thank and praise the Lord that God is a keeper. Come on, somebody. He is a keeper. He is a healer. He is a protector. Everything we need, Apostle Peter said in the second Peter, the first chapter, said, God have given us everything pertaining to life and godliness. And that is so true. The more I walk with God, the more I encounter affliction, persecution, tragedy, whatever it may be. I'm finding out that God is faithful. You know, you can read the word, but until you experience the word, until that word come a reality, when that word come real in your life and you experience and see that God fulfilled them promises, really makes a difference. And I don't know about you, but the more God show up in my life, in my circumstances, in my situation, it draw me closer, and it caused me to want to serve him even the more. He has proved to me he is faithful. The scripture said that he will never leave nor will he forsake me. You know, the old saints used to say, when you can't trace him, you can still trust him. And I'm still learning that. You hear me say that a lot of time. I'm learning. I'm still learning. I haven't arrived yet that I know all things. I know everything. No, I haven't arrived yet. But I just thank and praise the Lord that the Lord is still teaching me through his word, not with my circumstances. You can learn from your circumstances, but God don't use bad things or bring bad things in our life to teach us, and that God do it with his word. In the midst of our circumstances, the Holy Spirit will give us scriptures. He will give us words. So I just thank and praise the Lord again for this day. Truly, this is the day that the Lord have made. I still thank and praise the Lord for those that are continuing to pray for the Green family. And not only that, but I even today, Father, I want to lift up the people and bereaved. Well, regardless to who it is, if it's the husband, the wife, spouse, aunt, or whatever. But, Father, I just pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will comfort them. Jesus said he would not leave us comfortless, but he would send the comfort. And I pray, you know, even as I hear this young man pray, well, Pastor, I pray, Father, when the phone calls get light and people stop calling, people stop coming around in the time of Marie, I pray that he, the Holy Spirit, will comfort the people even the more. And Father, I just thank you. You said that the death of the saints is precious in your sight. And Father, it's so many people. It's having loved ones to go. And I just pray that God, the Holy Spirit, will comfort them. He will strengthen them. I bind up overwhelming grief and sorrow and pain. Because you said we don't grieve like we don't have hope. So he, the Holy Spirit, I pray, would be there to comfort the people, to strengthen them, to give them the grace to continue to live until it's daytime to leave here. And Father, I just praise and I bless your name. I thank you for this broadcast today. I thank you, Father, for giving people ears that they would hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. I thank you that the Holy Spirit know what we need today. And I'm trusting the Holy Spirit that he will bring to our understanding, enlightenment. In Jesus' name, amen. We start on the 15th. I thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong. We talked about walking by faith and not by sight. And as I continue to meditate on that, I'm going to continue with that. And I'm going to start with 2 Corinthians 5:7. And I want to talk about faith is a way of life. In the kingdom, faith is the master key to open every door. Faith is the currency for the kingdom to receive from God. Just like in the natural, money is the currency that we need to purchase things. Well, you know, we have the debit card, the MasterCard, all of that. But still, that said, you have money in the bank, you know. But before they had to, you know, start giving you the debit card and the MasterCard, you had to have the money in the bank. You had to have proof you could draw that money out. So, but I want you to know, we're going to talk about faith. Faith is a way of life. You know, we have had some people say, you know, it used to be a faith movement. God have not did away with faith. The Bible declares it's impossible to please God without faith. And I'm finding out, even in my life and other people's life, some people still haven't as yet learned how to live by faith. Faith is so impossible. Faith, not impossible, I'm sorry. Faith is so needed. In order to please God, we have to have faith. And the Bible says in Romans, the 12th chapter, that God have given all of us a measure of faith. But you have to develop that faith. Faith can be developed by circumstances in your situation because that's when you have to apply. Now, the Bible tells us that faith come by hearing the word of God. And, you know, but you release faith by speaking the word, applying the word to your situation, to your circumstances. You know, so in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, as I stated, we're going to be talking about faith, you know, because, I've been studying and I thank and praise the Lord. I do read my Bible. I read numbers of books because it helped me, you know, and, you know, the Bible said we're living in the time that men are going to depart from the faith, you know, and they're going to heed to doctrine, teaching of the devil. And so, you need to read your Bible. This is so important. You got to feed your spirit. By feeding your spirit, the word of God, it'll strengthen you. During the time when my brother was experiencing so many things in his body, I thank God for the Holy Spirit. The Bible tells us in Jude, build up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Other words, the Holy Spirit, he the Holy. And I tell you, it do work. You know, when Peter said God done given us everything pertaining to life and godliness, we do have it, saints. But a lot of time, if you don't utilize what God have, then you won't be able to experience or see the fulfillment, you know, of what God promised. In 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, I want you to look at the 7th verse. It says, for we walk by faith, and not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. Do you see that? We walk by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5 and 7. We walk, and I'm going to read that from the Amplified. I'm going to be laying my foundation. And if the Lord allows, we're going to continue to talk about what is faith and how to walk by faith, how to live by faith. Now, some people might say, I already know. We're good. If you already know, I'm just going to give you some more pointers. How about that? You can, you know, none of us can get enough teaching about faith, because as I said, faith is a lifestyle. It's a way of living in the kingdom. And faith to help you to understand and recognize the thing in the spirit realm as well as the natural. You know, we live in two worlds. If you've been born again, you live in two worlds, the spirit world and the natural world. The spirit world is the real world. Other words, what I'm saying, the Bible even tells us that we are spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. And the Bible, even in 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter, in that third verse, Paul said this. He said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of God and a house not made with him, eternal in heaven. He was talking about your natural body, this body that we live in. I'm a spirit, I have a soul, and I live in a body. You know, and I'm telling you, the more you get understanding, I'm a spirit soul and I live in a body. Our spirit and our soul going to merge, and your spirit and your soul going to spend eternity either in heaven or hell. You know, and you know, a lot of people say, you know, I'm not concerned about that. Well, guess what? I pray that God will open up your spirit to eyes, because this is real. This is real. I thank God for the day that God opened up my spirit to eyes. Nicodemus even said it like this. Must I enter my mother's womb a second time, when Jesus told him that he must be born again? Nicodemus was unable to comprehend or understand what Jesus said when Jesus said he had to be born again. Man must be born again. And Nicodemus looked at it from the natural. And he said, must I enter my mother's womb a second time? And Jesus said, therefore born of flesh is flesh, but therefore born of the spirit is spirit. And it's still some people don't understand that they are spirit, they have a soul, and they live in a body. And they spirit and they soul going to spend or live for eternity. That means as long as God lives. You know, if you have not been born again, you do not understand spiritually things. And even if you have been born again, and if you're not doing what Matthew 6 and 33 said, seeking out the kingdom. If you're not in God's word, seeking out the word of God, finding out what God said, and praying that God will bring enlightenment and understanding to you, then you still lost. But as we seek out the things of God, get in God's word and seek it out and find out what his word said, be prayerful, then the Holy Spirit will bring about a reality. He'll make it real to you. Jesus said when the Comforter come, he would not speak of himself, but he would tell you about me. The things that Jesus said, he make it real to us. Amen. So there too again, but like I said, this is what he was talking about. He said, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hand eternal in the heaven. For in this we groan earnestly, desire to be close upon with our house, which is from heaven. If so be that being closed, we shall not be found in. And like I said, he was talking about your natural body. But we ain't going to get in a lot about the natural body, but I want to show you in that seventh verse, it tells us, for we walk by faith and not by sight. As I stated, we want to talk about faith. That's what it's a way of living. Come on. It's a way of living. We was taught all our life to live and base everything upon what we see and what we feel. And you have to learn how to walk by faith. That's a process. And to me, that's an ever As long as you're on the earth, you're going to be continuing to learn how to live and walk by faith. You got to know how faith works, you know. And the Holy Spirit is the one that tell us and teach us how. In the Amplified, he said, for we walk by faith, we regulate our lives and conduct ourselves by our conviction, listen, conviction of belief, respected man, relationship to God, and divine thing with trust and holy fervor. Thus we walk, not by sight or by appearance. Yes, we have confidence and hopeful courage and are pleased, rather, to be away from the home out of the body and at the home with the Lord. He's talking about being absent from the body. I'm going to read it even from the Message Bible because, as I stated, we're going to take our time and we're going to talk about this as much as the Lord allowed us to do, because you need to get an understanding that faith is a way of living. And like I said, you'll hear some people say, we ain't in the faith movement no more. They start out with the faith movement. And I thank and praise the Lord for ministries that still teaching about what, by faith, what faith is and how to walk by faith. And this is what Paul was saying, we walk by faith and not by sight, you know. And as I stated, I don't think you can never get enough teaching about faith. Come on. We can never get enough teaching about faith. No, I'm reading from the Message Bible. You that done followed me, you know, Prophet Miller like to read from different translation. Because since the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith, then we must find out what is faith and how to operate in faith, you know. And it said faith come by hearing. And one thing about faith, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but a lot of people, and please rightly divine, understand what I'm saying. A lot of whatever you hear, you're going to put confidence and you're going to put trust in what you hear. You know, a lot of people, and I used to be like that myself. You know, I found myself being discouraged and being disappointed a lot. And I couldn't understand why I was like that as a born-again believer. And he, the Holy Spirit, began to teach me and show me what I was thinking about, what I was listening to. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize what you hear, even as a born-again believer, it can affect your faith. Come on now. Yes, it can. What you hear, if you constantly listen at the negative, if you constantly listen to that thing that causing fear to show up, that's what you're going to put your faith and your confidence in. And that's why in the book of Philippians, it tell us what we think on, what to think on, because it have everything to do with your faith being strong. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, I'm reading it from the Message Bible. Hallelujah, God, we love you. We bless you. Thank you, Jesus. God is he's an awesome Father. Hallelujah. He is so awesome. Hallelujah. He is so awesome. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know how to mess about it. He said, that's why we live with such a good cheer. You won't see a drooping eye here, the dragging our feet, cramping condition here, don't get us down. They only remind us this space living condition here is what we trust in but don't yet see that keep us going. And listen what it said. He said, it's what we trust in but don't yet see that keep us going. It's what we trust in but don't yet see that keep us going. He's talking about faith, because faith is the subject of things that hope for and the evidence of things not seen. Okay? There too again. Now I done read it from the Message. I done read it from the Amplified. Now I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. You know, I've had some people say, you don't preach, you just teach all the time. No, I'm not hooping and hollering. And I'm sorry, if that's what you won't be getting that from Prophetess Miller. Come on, somebody. Jesus always teach the word. Is you against that? No. You want a hoop? That's you for it. You know, however you get it, long as you learning how to operate in faith. We got so many Christians, they struggling, they mummy and complaining because they are not seeing the scripture being fulfilled in their life. That's not God's problem. But better yet, that's not his fault. That's your fault. He tells us in Matthew 6:33, you have to seek out the kingdom. His two kingdoms operating on this earth in this hour. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of light, the kingdom of Satan, the kingdom of darkness. Once you get born again, you got to learn how to operate in a dark world according to the kingdom of God, the laws and principles of the kingdom. We experience, you know, prices done increased gas, and you got so many people mummy complaining. You doing that because it's either you don't know what God's word say or you know what the Bible say, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, if you don't, you can believe a scripture. We're going to talk about this in this series as I talk about faith. Here's the difference between having faith. Better yet, it's the difference between faith and believing. Come on. It's a difference between believing and faith. And you got to know how to operate Monday. Monday, Apostle Armstrong, he joined us, and we was talking about that. We compare faith and believing like a coin, like a quarter. On one side of the court, his George Washington face, and on the other side of the coin, his an eagle. Now, if you was to remove that George Washington face on one side, or remove one of them and leave the other one, it would be none of all. You could not use that quarter. Well, believing and faith they work together, you know. But the Bible put first thing first, and first thing is faith, you know, because, like I said, faith is a powerful force. Okay, in 2 Corinthians 5:7, I'm now finna read it from the Living Bible. Like I say, there too again, I want you to see this because this is so important. It said, that is why we live by believing and not by seeing. Listen, we live by believing and not by seeing. He's talking about how faith operates, how to operate. We're supposed to live based upon what God's word said. Faith is having confidence in what God's word said, even though you don't see it in the natural. I know this type, but it's right. But like I said, this is so important because a lot of people say, well, I don't know how to live by faith. The Bible even tells us that we need to examine ourselves to see that we in faith. Come on. The Bible tells us that we need to examine ourselves to make sure that we living or walking by faith. Because, like I said, faith is based upon what God's word said, not what I see. Come on now. Come on. Even with in the book of Corinthians, Apostle Paul, the way he dealt with the people, you know. And as I stated, somebody said, I already know how to live by faith. Well, I'm glad. I'm just going to give you some more points, okay? And then he even tell us, and if you go into 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, Paul talked a lot about the spirit realm. The spirit realm. And he said in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, it tells us that starting at that sixth verse, it says, how be it we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor are the prince of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the prince of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, look, eyes have not seen. He's talking about operating. He's trying to reveal to them about the spirit world. This is what he said. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have it entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Do you love him today? Have you developed a relationship with him? And I'm telling you, in the time that we're living in, we're seeing a lot of danger things, a lot of things happening on the earth, you know, lack of food, lack of, you know, all of that. And I tell you, if you don't have knowledge and revelation and a relationship with God, the enemy will have you to believe that God don't love you. The Bible tells us in John, it declared, for God so loved the world. He wasn't just talking about them trees, and he was talking about people, that he gave his only begotten son, because after what happened with Adam and Eve in the garden, they caused man to be separated from God in the spirit realm. As you know, Adam continued to live for some more years. But that relationship between him and God, because God is a spirit. Jesus said God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. And there too, if you haven't been born again, you don't understand. You don't know nothing about the spirit realm. You might look at some spooky movies and all of that stuff, but you don't truly have an understanding or revelation about the spirit world. You is a spirit. You know, the enemy tells some people when you're dead, you're just dead. You're just gone. That is not true. That is not true. Your spirit and soul going to live on. People have been told me, well, if I go to hell, I won't know nothing about it. That's another life from the pits of hell. You will know. The Bible, Jesus even told about a beggar and Lazarus had one lifted up his eyes in hell and the other one in heaven, what he called it paradise. It was at that time. And you're going to be able to see in hell. You're going to be able to hear in hell. You're going to even be able to remember. That's in heaven, in hell. And a lot of people, like I said, if you ain't been born again, that don't make sense to your five sense. And that's what Paul's saying here. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered to the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, yet the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the thing of a man, saith the spirit of the man, which is in him. Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God. And that's why Jesus told those disciples, those new appointed apostles, he said, don't leave Jerusalem until you receive the promise. Go in the upper room and wait until you be endued with power from on high. But for a long time, when I first got saved, I looked at the Holy Spirit from this perspective. Power to cast out devils and lay hands on the sick. I didn't have no idea that the Holy Spirit was more to me than just that. I needed the Holy Spirit to enable me with the ability, the power to walk aright before God, to reveal the will of God to me, to teach me, not just only casting out devils and laying hands on the sick. The Holy Spirit is so important to all of us. You know, so, you know, we live in a time you got so many people, they trying to do life without God. It's impossible to do life or live on this earth without the one that created you. God created you and I. And you can't do life without him. That's the way God have it set up. That's the way God have it planned. None of us can do life without God. Better yet, what are you talking about? We living in a fallen world. You cannot live victorious on this earth without the help of God. And the enemy wants people to believe you can do it. No, you can't. I don't care who you are. You know, people might look at folks that have money, but you. Every time I see, I learn about some celebrity done commit suicide and have money. Why would they do such a thing? Yeah, money answers all things, but let me tell you something. Money can bring a temporary joy. Only God can bring fulfillment. God loves us so much. He wants us to come to him on our own free will. Whosoever will, let him come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But this is what Paul was saying. Then he gone, he said, look at what, he said, now we have received not the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world is the spirit of disobedience. You go to Ephesians, the second chapter, it tells you that. If you have not been born again, your spirit is, the spirit you have in you operate, is disobedient. It's rebelling against God. Everything God said is coming against it. Come on. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. There's something else, another thing about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will reveal to us the will of God, what God wants from us, how God, what God will do for us. He'll cause the things of God to be real to us. That's what the Holy Spirit does for us. But you cannot do life without God. I tell anybody, you know, and I say this, and someone say, yeah, she good. No, I, you know, my brother is with the Lord. I'm fully persuaded in that. And I got to live on. I got to go on. But if it wasn't for he, the Holy Spirit, that's on the inside of me, I couldn't do it. That's why, I you know, I've just been praising God. I said, Lord, thank you that you're real in my life. I can't do life without God. I can't do it, saints. You can't either. It's the Holy Spirit that enable us to do it, to live, to overcome, to conquer. John said, what caused us to overcome? It's our faith. God gave us faith. You don't earn faith. It's a gift from God, faith. Because God knows we need faith to communicate with him, to receive those things that Jesus has paid for. Hallelujah. It said, now we have not received the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which thing also we speak, not in the words which man wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritually things with spiritually. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritually judges all things. You judge a base. If you are born again believer, you and I post a base and judge everything according to what God's word say, not according to our five senses, not according to what this one and that one thinks. Too many people is trying to deal with and judge things based upon their five senses. Well, honey, this is what I think and this is what I feel. Faith ain't got nothing to do with your feelings. From the natural, I was taught to live according to my five senses. Faith don't have nothing to do with my five senses. And that's why you got a lot of saints walking around here miserable, a lot of saints walking around here in unforgiveness, bitterness, and resentment, because they operating according to how I feel. I feel, I feel. Sometimes, y'all, I don't feel like I'm saved, but I don't look upon that. My five senses that dictate to me, I look to what the words say about me. I am saved. Come on, somebody. Even some people, I would, well, you know, in the past of my brother, one of my siblings was saying, I'm trying to be strong. I said, who asked you to be strong? I'm trying not to cry. Well, I told her, I said, listen, I'm going to cry. If I want to scream, I'm going to scream. That don't mean I'm weak. That just said that I loved it, my brother. God blessed me to be with him for 64 years, and he was a good brother, and it hurt, and I loved him. But guess what? I know he with the Lord, but it still hurt it. I wasn't crying because I was weak. I was crying because I loved him, and because I'm going to miss him. But I did not allow grief to control me. I didn't let sad and sorrow control me. And there too, again, so many times people try to do it in their own ability to know it is God. That's what he said in Zechariah, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. It's the spirit of God that enable us to endure, to conquer, but it take our faith. Not only just believing God, but it takes faith, believing in faith, operating, working together. Because he said he would never leave me. And I don't know about you. The Bible says, even that David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard my cry. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he gone down and tell us, he said, for who have known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him, but we have the mind of Christ. There too, again, if you go to 1 Corinthians, read the first three chapters, and it talk about spiritual things versus natural things. Come on. Because like I said, if you haven't been born again, you still operate and looking at things from the natural. Okay, I'm in the Amplified. Yeah, I'm taking my time. Like I said, we're talking about walking by faith and not by sight, a way of life. It's a lifestyle. Hear me good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I'm in the Amplified Translation. And I'm going to start at that sixth verse, and I'm going to read down to the 16th verse. And I pray that these scriptures that we give, that even after we off the air, that you go and read them. Because, y'all, I'm telling you, I really truly believe we're in the last of the last days. And regardless of what's happening on this earth, God have made a way for our escape. Yes, he have. God won't allow you to be tempted above that you're able to bear. You know, I know, you know, and I had to learn that. And like I said, I'm still in the process of still learning how to walk by faith and not by sight. Because y'all, as the time grow nigh to Jesus coming, things is continually going to increase. Things going to get worse. But guess what? We still are more than conquerors. But you have to operate based upon the laws and principles of God, and you need faith to do it in order to experience being a conqueror. God never meant for things to conquer us, but he meant for us to conquer it. Come on, somebody. I'm telling you, that's why it's so important, and that's why I pray after we get off the come off the air that you get in these scriptures. I'm in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter. I'm going to begin reading at the sixth verse. Hallelujah, thank you. He said, yes, when we was among the full-grown, spiritual, mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan and privilege hidden, but it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age. The wisdom of the present age is based upon the five senses. And as I stated, we talk about faith, how to operate in faith. And like I said, it's a lifestyle. You know, like I said, some people, you know, the faith movement's over. And I thank and praise the Lord for certain ministry that they still make faith a priority in their ministry to their congregation. And it is. You got to learn what is faith, how to operate in faith. I thank God even for the late Fred Price. He talked about faith. You know, I have his book, the late Kenny Hagin. These people, they was consistent in talking about what is faith, how to operate in faith. They made faith a priority. It is. It's a priority. You got to know how to operate. And you know, this week I've been studying about faith and believing. And sure enough, it's a difference in believing. And that's why the Bible said the devil believing, he trembled. A lot of people believe that God exists, but they don't trust God. They don't take the word of God serious. They not doers of the word. Come on, somebody. But they believe. But we as born-again believers, we don't only believe, but we have faith. And faith is an action word. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Slow down, prophet. You're getting a little ahead of yourself. Okay? But it is indeed not the wisdom of this present age of this world, nor the leaders and rulers of this age who are being brought to nothing and who are doomed to pass away, but rather what we are setting forth is the wisdom of God once hidden from the human understanding and now revealed to us by God. That wisdom which God divided and decreed before the age for our glorification to lift us into the glory of his presence. None of these rulers of this age were perceiving, recognized, and understood. Therefore, if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. And I'm telling you, as I stated, he, the Holy Spirit, make the things of God real to us. Other than that, you would never understand it. Paul even prayed in Ephesians. The first chapter he prayed about, he told the church, he said, because I don't saw your faith, he said, I pray. And he was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray a spiritual prayer. And he started off, he said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding, he would talk about their spiritual eyes will come open, that they would know what is the will of God for their life. The reality of it will come real. You know, a lot of time I have healed people and I've been there. Lord, I want to know what you want me to do. And God had to teach me by God, the Holy Spirit. He said, read my word, it'll tell you. And then he said, if you like wisdom, continue. I will. If you need further enlightenment, understanding, ask me and I'll tell you. But see, faith believes that whatever I ask God, for God to do it. That's what believing does. But faith said, I'm expecting it. And you act upon it, you begin to speak. Now, I don't pray and ask God about it. Now, I'm going to believe and trust God. And I'm expecting God to reveal to me the answer. You know, I had to learn, you know, faith is the blessed assurance. One translation say it's the title deed for what you believe in God for. You know, and I even wrote it in my notes. Faith always prepares for what it believes and prays God that it will come to pass. Faith act like what it believes is going to come to pass. Because faith know that God is a God of integrity. God is not a liar. Whatever God said he would do. But let me tell you something. It's easy to read that scripture, but when it comes down, when you face an opposition, affliction, persecution, when you got to stand on that word, the Bible said we need to resist steadfast in the faith. We in that hour. You know, I was sharing with this minister. They was experiencing some hard times. And God had me to tell them, you got to fight the good fight of faith. Y'all, we always, as born again believers, had to fight the good fight of faith, but now like never before. When your five senses telling you, you know, you ain't got enough money to pay your bill. Your five senses telling you, you need to slack up on giving. Your five senses telling you, you can't afford to give tithe and offering. You don't do that. This is not the time to slack up on obeying God. This is every seed produced after its kind. This is not the time to slack up on your giving. If anything, you need to increase. A lot of people say, I want money, but listen, money be getting money. The Bible says, as long as the earth remains, it's going to be seed time and harvest time. That means it's going to be time that you sow, and then it's going to be time that you reap, you know. But in Ecclesiastes, it said, if you observe the wind, you won't sow. If you observe what's in your bank account or what's in your bank or what's in your pocketbook, you won't sow. Come on, somebody. God told Isaac to sow in the time of famine. Come on, somebody. Sowing is part of it. So many saints talking about they need more money, but they won't sow money. Come on now. The Bible says every seed produced after its kind. You know, and I have some people say, you know, it was up right back, giving tithes and offering. Listen, God brought me out of poverty and lack by giving tithes and offering, and I'm going to continue to do that until Jesus come, until I leave one. But God brought me out of poverty and lack by sowing, by giving tithes and giving seeds after the Lord lead me. You know, you got some people that you know, just get self-secure, and they don't believe in sowing. They don't believe in giving money. Come on, somebody. And they wonder why they still struggling. That's why. Y'all see, these are laws and principles. These are things that God set up, not man. And that's why even with me, any believer or any minister, if we say a thing that don't agree with the word of God, you're not obligated to follow up or obey what we're saying. Hallelujah. I don't know how we got on that, but the Lord knows somebody needed that. No, you need to sow. You need to give tithe. Now, I can't afford to. Well, you can't afford not to. When you give tithe the north corner, the Bible tells God will rebuke the vow. He will do that. I'm a living witness. When I first got saved, I'm going to tell you the truth. I was so poor, and I mean, I couldn't even buy food for my children. But God had mercy on me. And as God began to open my eyes, God the Holy Spirit began to teach me. I am a sower. And the Bible said God gives seed to the sower. I don't have no problem. But I learned. And I had to be consistent with it. That's why I can't nobody tell me that God won't bless you if you give tithe and offering. I know what he'll do. I done experienced for over 47 years. So you can't tell me, you know. But you got some saints, they sit around. They don't believe in giving tithes and offering. They go around here with a pole mouth. Pole me, owe me. I can't seem to get ahead. Come on now. Listen, that's why the Bible tells you if you are born again, you got to seek out the kingdom. Get in God's word. Find out what God say about your life. Here's a promise to everything that you and I need or whatever we're going through. It give us specific instruction what God would have us to do. Hallelujah. I'm at that eighth verse. Read it from the Amplified. I'm in 2 Corinthians. I'm in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, 8 verse. None of the rulers of this age were proceeding, recognized, and understand that for if they had, they would never have crucified the Lord of glory. But on the contrary, as the scriptures say, what eyes have not seen and ears have not heard and have not entered into the heart of man, all that God hath prepared, made and keep ready for those who love him, who hold him in affection, reverence, properly obeying him, and gracefully recognizing the benefits he have bestowed. Yet to us, God have unveiled and revealed them by and through his Spirit, for the Holy Spirit searching, diligent, exploring, and examining everything, even sounding the profound and bottomless things of God, the divine counsel and things hid beyond man's scrutiny. For what person perceive, know, and understand what passed through a man's thought except a man's own spirit within him? Just so no one discern, come to know and comprehend the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have not received the Spirit that belonged to the world, but the Holy Spirit, who is from God, give to us that we might realize and comprehend and appreciate the gift of divine favor and blessing so freely and lavish bestowed on us by God. And we are setting these truths forth in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining interpreting spiritual truth with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. Now I'm telling you, if you haven't received the Holy Spirit, you need to invite him in. That's a must. Just like Jesus said through Nicodemus, you must be born. Well, you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. You need to guide the Holy Spirit. Yes, you do. That's your leader and guide as a born-again believer. Jesus said, I won't leave you comfort, but I will send him the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit been here ever since the day of Pentecost. Come on now. He's here. But if you don't have him, you need to stop and say, Holy Spirit, I need you. And by faith, I ask you to come in. Fill this temple. And he would do that. That's the promise that God promised to all believers. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we are setting these truths forth in words, not taught by human wisdom, but taught by the Holy Spirit, combining interpreting spiritually truth with spiritual language to those who possess the Holy Spirit. But the natural, listen, that 14th verse, I'm reading from the Amplified Translation. But that natural, non-spiritual man does not accept, listen, but the natural, the non-spiritual man does not accept or welcome a admit into his heart the gift and teaching in the revelation of the Spirit of God, for they are folly, meaningless nonsense to him. He is incapable of knowing them, of progressively recognizing, understanding, becoming better acquainted with them, because they are spiritually discerned and estimated and appreciated. But the spirit man try all things. He examine, investigate, inquire into question and discern all things. Yet is himself to be put on trial and judged by no one. He can read the meaning of everything, but no one can properly discern or praise or get insight into him. For who have known or understood the mind, the counsel, and purpose of the Lord so as to guide and instruct him and give him knowledge? But we have the mind of Christ, the Messiah, to do, hold the thoughts, feel it, and purpose of his heart. And that's what I'm telling you. You can't understand or make sense a spiritual thing with your natural, with your five senses. God told me when I first got saved, he said, nothing I say, you will be able to understand it with your five senses. He said, don't make sense. The very thing that Paul was saying in 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. And too many times, if you trying to make sense out of what God said with your five cents, it's going to always confuse you like Nicodemus. Nicodemus, when Jesus said you must be born of the Spirit, Nicodemus didn't understand what he was talking about, being born again. I done came out of my mother's womb. That was, he was looking at it from the natural. Must I end a second time? And like I said, God have not left us helpless. He said, I give you everything pertaining to life and God, but it's through his precious promise. Hallelujah. Yeah, I'm getting ahead of myself. You know, if you're a minister of the gospel, you know, you can have scripture written down and you can say you're going to do it this way and do it that way. But the Holy Spirit will come in there and he'll change all of it. But I like that about it. In Second Peter, the first chapter, he said, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge. Listen, the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. But there too again, as a born again believer, you got to get in here and seek this thing out. You know, we living in the time now, and I am a prophet of God. I'm an apostolic prophet. And so many people is addicted to prophecy. They want, wherever I go, I have people want me, what God is saying. God told us that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word proceeded out the mouth of God. People are lazy. They want somebody to do their study for them. They seeking for them. That's why we got to see the Bible tell you it's going to be false prophets in these last days. Jesus said, and he said, many going to be deceived. That's why it's so important. You need to develop that relationship with God for yourself. Now, from time to time, God will give me a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom for somebody. But that's when somebody experienced and going through the confirm. Or let them know the next step or try to help them out. But don't get addicted to prophecy. Don't go around expecting and looking for prophecy all the time. He said, you shall not live but by every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. Come on now. That's why it's so important. Christianity is all about you developing a relationship, your relationship being restored to God. That's what it's about. Come on now, because y'all, I'm telling you, we still have some bad days ahead of us. You know, some people don't want to believe that. We still do, but the Bible tells us, I think it's in John the 16th chapter. In the world, you're going to have tribulation, but Jesus, be of good cheer. I don't overcome the world. That's what he's talking about. But we still, God wants us to be able to conquer. He wants us to be able to endure. He don't want us to allow the things that are coming up on this earth. He don't want us to allow that to steal our joy. He wants us to know how to endure, to overcome, to be able to stand. Come on, somebody. He wants us to be able to stand. You know, I had to learn that. I always thought when things were going bad, God wasn't nowhere to be found. When everything was going good, God was there. But God let me know, I don't leave you when things start going bad for you, and I'm still with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But he was saying here, according as his divine power have given unto us all things pertaining unto life in God, and that's past tense. But he said, through the knowledge of him that have call us to glory in verse, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promise. And that's why you need to know what is written. And once you find out what is written, you got to know how to apply what is written. And you do it by faith. Everything we do is by faith. You got to love by faith. You got to forgive by faith. You got to obey God by faith. That's why faith is a prod. It's the principal thing. Faith is important because we were trained to live by the natural. We were trained that whatever I see and what I feel, that's what it is. But when I came into the kingdom, or the kingdom came in me, I learned what I see and what God's word said, man, it would be contrary. I mean, I used to say, what in the world? God, you say you'll never leave me, but I feel like you done left me. God, you say you'll supply all my need, but God, here I'm scratching the barrel. I can barely make it. What is this? And I would get frustrated. I would get aggravated with God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Brother, God had to teach me, you got to live by faith. God, live by faith. What is faith? Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. But that's what he said. He said, by his precious promise. And that's why Jesus said it. He said, I always do those things to please the Father. Jesus lived by his Father's words. And that's what God requires us. Where is 6:55? And let's go to Habakkuk, the fourth chapter. And like I said, I was trying to lay my foundation. I want to lay my foundation for 2 and 4. Habakkuk 2 and 4. It said, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. But the just means those in right standing with God, those that have been born again. But the just shall live by faith. You hear that? Come on. The righteous, and listen, read some note. The righteous are contract with the proud and ungodly who live are not upright. The heart, hallelujah. The hearts of the righteous has turned to God, and they desire. And there too again, the righteous man must live in this world by faith in God. Faith means a steadfast trust in God that his way are right. And that's what, I mean, he says steadfast. See, you have to resist all this negative stuff, these things, these words, and what people are saying contrary to about God. If it's not lining up with the word, God don't care. Oh, I've been there. That's what a person say that don't know God, a person that don't have a relationship with God, a person that don't know what the word say. God don't care. Yes, he does. Y'all, God have laws and principles. Just like his order in the natural way, so it is in the spirit. Come on now. Somebody said God word is forever settled, forever established. God have order. It's laws and principles in the kingdom. And once you get born again, that's why Paul said you got to renew your mind. You need to find out what God say about you, what God say about your circumstance, how God wants you to live. But we live in a time, there's so much deception going on. God, every bad thing now, they blaming God for it. That's somebody ignorant that don't even know what the word of God said. Hosea 4:6, that God people describe for lack of knowledge. Okay, that's one witness. Hallelujah. Let's go find another one. Let's go to Romans, the first chapter. That's in the old covenant, but let's see what he said. Romans 1:17. Okay, he talked about it 4 or 5 times about faith. Romans 1:17. Let's see what it said. Romans 1:17. Give you another witness. It said, for therein is the righteousness of God, revealing from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's the second witness. I don't know if I think it's 6:58. Listen, we're going to start right there, but I'm going to continue with this because, like I said, we want to talk about the way of life. Faith is a way of life. And too many saints, they don't know what faith is. They don't know what it means. I know how to live by faith. And we're going to give it the best according to what God then gave us. And we can give you the basis of something, but as you continue to seek these things out, God will add and give you more information, more revelation on it.